Farmers, a 5-minute look at activities and developments in the agricultural sector.
The University of the West Indies opens an agricultural research and innovation facility in St. Elizabeth. Stay with us to hear more and later, or Jamaican saying of the day. I'm Anjui James Sawyers. Good morning and thanks for joining us.
JCDC presents the 2016 Jamaica Festival Song Grand Finals. Come see the top 10 finalists in action as they turn up the festival season. Plus, special guest performances. Saturday, July 9, Rani Williams Entertainment Center, 8 p.m. Admission adults, 1,000 pre-sold, 1,200 at the gate. Children under 12, $500. Tickets available at Sangster's Bookstores, Bill Express, JCDC offices, and JCDC online. Sponsored by Chase Fund, TEF, Jamaica Civil Aviation Authority, the Bob Marley Group of Companies, Jam Coffee, Lifespan, Spring Water, Happy Ice, Jams, KSAC, CVM, Irie FM, Zip 103, Fire 105, Mellow FM, Cool FM, and RJR 94 FM.
So everybody make we join the line celebration.
The University of the West Indies, UWI Mona, has opened an agricultural research and innovation facility at Elim in St. Elizabeth. This follows the acquisition of a section of land at the Sydney Pagan STEM Academy, formerly the Sydney Pagan Agricultural School, a few years ago. The facility, built through financial and technical support from the governments of Colombia and Jamaica, will primarily deal with the manufacturing of flour from cassava.
I would like to congratulate the government of Colombia and also UWI for this wonderful plant. It is one where we all have to work together to make it successful.
Minister without portfolio in the Ministry of Agriculture and Fisheries, J.C. Hutchinson. The facility produces 12 tons of cassava flour monthly and operates 3 days per week. It also collaborates with the National Continental Baking Company to make bread from the flour that is produced at the location.
The agricultural sector has to be the bedrock of our growth initiatives. It has the capacity to reverse our dependence on imported food and in the process provide a better standard of living for our farmers.
Mr. Hutchinson is urging players in the agriculture sector to ramp up production to ensure that Jamaica is recognized as a major supplier of agricultural products.
We have to move from the sample industries to the big sustainable enterprises. We have in Jamaica quite a number of entities that produce a number of products, but most of these products are what we call samples. You don't see them being exported or being put commercially.
The ministry will be playing a major role in ensuring that farmers in St. Elizabeth get back in cassava production, which will provide raw materials for the UWI facility.
It may be a challenge to us to get the cassava farmers back into production. We in the Ministry of Agriculture are going to be the main players now to make sure that you have the throughput to make the factory successful.
Minister without portfolio in the Ministry of Agriculture and Fisheries, J.C. Hutchinson. And now for our Jamaican saying of the day. Don't throw away a stick before you finish cross the water. Translation, don't throw away your stick before you are finished crossing the river. And this means, don't count your chickens before they hatch. We've come to the end of today's program. I'm Anjui James Sawyers with studio engineer Andre Sawyers, inviting you to join us again next time for other important developments in the agriculture sector on another edition of Calling Farmers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.